Hello, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Hi, Elizabeth. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I hope you're doing well today.
Great. Yes, we are. Thanks, Amy. What are we doing?
Oh, good. I'm doing good too. It's Friday, you know, so it's never a bad thing. So I'm just taking a look at everything over here, the notes that Ms. Tara sent me for Stucco Solutions. You've been in business for 6.5 years. You're currently listed with Angie's List. There's, you're not licensed. Do you have insurance for Stucco Solutions?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And are you guys facing any challenges currently with marketing?
No.
No. Excuse me. Sorry for asking. Are you guys work for Angie's, right?
No. We do not work for Angie's. My company's name is Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner, so we work directly with Google to help companies like yourself get listed on the first page of Google, get accurate results.
We're still on the line.
I'm sorry, what?
They're not going to do our profile. And then...
Okay, ignore that. Sorry. Go ahead, Amy.
That's okay, no worries. I'm glad to explain exactly what it is that we offer to our clients. So, you know, when people do a search on Google, there's that map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen with the red dots on it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's one of the positions we're talking about. We also include Facebook ads, full website. We include full package and pricing for Google ads. We have quite a few services that are all inclusive here. Now, you guys can handle more work, right? You can handle more clients.
Correct.
Okay. And I don't see a website or a Google profile yet in the 6.5 years. Is there one I'm missing?
Nope. We're just starting to go public. We've had too much private work. So, you know, off of referrals.
Yeah.
But now we have more employees.
Never a bad thing to have, right? Those referrals keep you going for quite a while. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. And what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. So it's exclusive. You don't share the position. You don't share the spot. You don't share the phone calls that are coming in. Okay? All right. So with that being said, I'm taking a look at everything here. Your price point would be locked in at a flat rate of $499 a month, month to month, no contract. So that's going to include first page placement on Google within the local map where the business is physically located. So we go ahead and drop a pin there and go through Google verification in order to ensure that you have placement. In addition to that, we also include full package for a website. I don't see that Stucco Solutions has a website yet. Is there one I'm missing?
No, we never needed one.
Right, which we agree. I mean, having referrals and everything like that is perfect, but if you're going to market your business on Google or online, do you feel like a solid representation of your organization with a quality website would be accurate?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on the list.
Okay. Well, it's already included with the package. So we build it, host it, maintain it, showcase it, and anchor it to the first page along with the Google listing. So that way your package will be getting, like, it's basically going to be like your menu, right? It's going to give examples of work you've done, the 5-star reviews. It's going to include also photographs, before and afters, things like that. So we like to include that with the package because when we set you up, we want it to be for success. The websites are completely up and running within the first 3 to 5 business days, and then you have the ability also to make changes on the back end if you choose to.
Okay.
In addition to that, it includes $300 worth of Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads are going to do automatic retargeting and give you a very strong push. This is also going to capture that entire book of business that's coming in from the Facebook platform. Do you currently have a Facebook page for Stucco Solutions or no, because you haven't needed it?
Nope, haven't needed it.
Okay. Do you use Facebook at all for yourself?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. So what we do is we create the business page, and go ahead and build it off of the personal profile so they don't interact or intertwine. With that being said, with what happens is when somebody goes to Google and they're looking for Stucco, when they're looking for your services, and the next time they go to Facebook, it will be automatically retargeted for those specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in. Okay?
Right.
How does all this sound to you so far?
Sounds like a lot of work is going to come in.
Yeah, it definitely does, because the website's up and running within the first 3 to 5 days. The Facebook ads are up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. The Google verification, that happens, and it takes a few weeks for that. We do have to go ahead and submit the verification. You have the insurance. You have the business registration. So we submit that to Google and say, hey, this licensing isn't required in this area. We get the Google business profile up and running. For everything to come to full fruition, however, it does, we do estimate a max of 45 to 60 days for everything to be producing at top quality. So you can and will receive calls sooner than that, but in order for everything, the engine to be completely working together in full platform and producing maximum results, we do recommend a 2-month verbal agreement. So sticking the program out a minimum of 2 months. And we don't ask you to do that without proof that the package is working. We do have an app here at Local Splash, as well as the client dashboard. So you're able to log on and track the success of the program completely and ensure that you're getting full profitability. So from here, you'll be able to track phone calls with the call tracking matrix. You do get a call tracking system that gives you a business line, and it does filter out spam or robocalls. You also have the ability to track the location of clicks down to the search, actually, like where the majority of the searches are coming from, specific target marketing. We also have the ability for you to make any changes or adjustments through the website editor, and, of course, all of the direct phone calls coming to you.
Okay.
So tell me, since it's month to month for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yes, but depends on the money, because I literally just got like asked by my employees if they've got more people that want to come in and do the same stuff, right? But, I mean, right now the referrals are only good enough for us. So, you know, if I start paying, you know, too much money out of pocket, and it doesn't prove to bring in the work needed for these additional people, you know, then I'm financially screwed, right? So I'm just concerned about the pricing.
Okay. I completely understand that. Unfortunately, I don't have anywhere else to go with that price point. The $499 is the low. Actually, let me see. You guys are 6.5 years in. Okay. I can ask them if they'll allow me to apply a legacy credit, and I could bring it down to $449, but that is going to be about the lowest package that we have for this. So if I can bring it down around $449, do you believe that that would work?
And it's just month to month, and that starts everything that you said, right?
That's correct.
The website.
Everything. And it's all month to month. There's no contract. So if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied, then absolutely, you know, you have no reason to stay. But our, like I said, you're able to see the results producing. You can track it through the metrics with the Local Splash app. You will be assigned a specific account manager as well. So what that means is you will have an individual human here at Local Splash that you're dealing directly with for your account, any changes, adjustments, anything like that.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right. So let me see here. Now, are we setting this up in your name, Elizabeth, or?
Yes, my name.
Okay, cool. And the gentleman who was on the phone with us, is he a partner, or do we need to mention him as somebody who might call in to make changes or adjustments?
He'll help me do everything.
Okay. I figured as much, but we like to make sure and offer. So if you ever do want to add him, you can. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So currently, Elizabeth, is your name Elizabeth?
Correct.
And your last name?
Olisky. O-L-I-S-K-Y.
Got it. And the best email address for the business where I can send over any and all documentation, correspondence, as well as invoices?
Yeah, I have a question about that. So if we continue long term, so again, like I said, you know, we never had anything set up. So can I give you my personal email, and then when we get an actual like business email that makes sense, can I upgrade my profile to say that? Or?
Oh, absolutely. So the email address that you're going to give me right now is just going to be for correspondence between you and Local Splash. And then you're going to have a client onboarding appointment. And during your client onboarding, Elizabeth, this is when the technician is going to verify keywords, service radius, tell you how to send in photos, if you guys have a logo. If you don't have a logo, okay. We're going to build you a logo. If you need business cards, he's going to offer you a bunch of things that we can to help you. But if you would like a business email that matches your website domain, we offer that as well. It's called G Suite or Google Workspace, and they go over that during client onboarding as well. But just so you know, anytime you want to make any kind of update across the board, yes, you can update or make changes to your account at any time, and it does go live.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and so for now, the email address you'd like everything to go to is?
First name Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, last name Olisky. Again,
okay.
O-L-E-S-K-Y at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. And then for now, the phone number that everything is going to is 623-203-5287. That's the phone number you want the clients to contact you at?
Yes.
Okay. Again, during client onboarding, they are going to go over call tracking. They will give you different options for call tracking number. It will be something similar to what you've got, unless you want a different area code, and then that will just forward the calls over. What it's going to do is it's going to eliminate spam and robocalls, any scam calls, anything like that, and you have the ability to listen to recorded phone calls for training purposes. Say you and him are out of town and you have somebody who's taking the work phone while you're in Tahiti. Hopefully you get to go. Yeah, I'm wishing you to Tahiti right now, girl, okay? So we're going to manifest that. But say you're on vacation and you have a worker who's taking the work phone, and maybe you want to monitor a call that was taken, or maybe you need to double check an address that he took down or something along those lines. You can go back in through the call tracking system with the app as well as with the dashboard to be able to listen to those recorded phone calls for your own training purposes. Okay. I have a business address with a home office at 3230 South Burchett Drive in Tempe, Arizona, 85282. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And then how far out would you guys like to service approximately in miles? I have it 30 minutes. Are we talking like 25, 30 miles or a little bit further?
No, for this area, that's plenty. Like the 25, 30 miles, that's a lot of houses.
Okay. Again, you do have up to 50 to play with, so, and we can actually bring it down to specific zip code. I just like to kind of set my agent up with a little bit of information so that way they're able to pull the areas that you're currently in. Like if you say, you know, 15 miles, okay, cool, then they're going to pull up what's going on in your area within about a 15-mile radius. Just so they can have that conversation with you accurately. So about how far would you stay out?
30 miles.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, let me see here. Do you have a logo for the company or do you need one?
Probably need one. There's just a little, he printed some cards, but I'm pretty sure what he used is just a, I'm sure it would just look like a clipboard, so.
Okay, we can include logo creation. Absolutely no worries. You got it. We got you. Okay, and then let me see here. You did say that you're insured. I know there's no license requirement. I'm sorry, what's that?
It's through American Family.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have business registration or tax EIN?
Nope, not yet. I did ask the lawyer.
Okay, no worries. It's not required. So what's going to happen is during your client onboarding, they're going to send you a list of items that can be used for verification with Google. We're going to create you already have a business card, which is great. We're going to create the website. Fantastic. You have business insurance that proves that you're a legitimate company. So they do send a full list, like if you're licensed, if you have business registration, photos of your equipment or tools. These are all things that we can use, but they're not all required. You have the insurance, which is the most important document, so I don't want you to be alarmed when you get that, okay?
The equipment, that's a really smart idea.
What's that?
Photos of the equipment. I liked that one. That's interesting because, yeah, you show the potential client that, you know, mm-hmm. look, you're not just going to show up with a rubber band in my hand and
hope for the best. Some super glue and a rubber band. We got you with a little duct tape or zip ties, right? Yeah. Well, Google uses these for verification purposes. So what happens is we submit your business to Google and we say, okay, Stucco Solutions has been around for 6.5 years. They are currently insured. They have these, they have these photographs of their equipment or their vehicles. They also have this business card. So it just proves that you're a legit company. And then they give us verification to list your company on Google. So it makes you one of those options within the local map section. Okay. What are your hours of operation when you want the phone call?
So here's a question for you. So we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So in the summertime, and it is like crazy wicked hot, right?
Uh-huh.
So we prefer to start work as early as possible. Mm-hmm. So if we're working like early in the morning, is it best to say that like call us later because then we're more available to actually answer the phone directly?
That's completely up to you. I have some clients who just choose to put 24/7 and then they'll take the calls when they can. In addition to that, like by doing 24/7, I mean, it's very rare that you're going to get calls that are late at night. And when you choose to work with your clients, you know, like we have painters that work in Vegas, same situation, like it's blazing hot. So they work in the middle of the night, but they choose to leave the 24/7 option and they just take the calls when they can.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll go
24/7 option. Cool. Okay. And then the services that you're providing, what exactly would you like to come up for?
Come up for? What do you mean by come up for? I'm not following.
Well, I mean, obviously you're doing stucco installation. Are you doing stucco repairs as well?
Oh, I see. Like the tag. Yeah, so masonry, block, what's the other word? Block. What's the other word for masonry? Cement.
Okay. And they're just going to take these services, and what they're going to do with this, they're going to run it through our keyword selector, and they're going to present you with the top recommended keywords. So these are the things people actually will go ahead and they're actually the things that they will be searching for.
Okay.
Now, let me see here. I need to schedule your client onboarding time. This is going to be a 1-hour window that they will be calling to do that client onboarding. Would you have time later on today, do you think, to speak with my agent, or would you prefer Monday?
Where are you guys? The reason why I'm asking is, you know, for time zones.
We're in the same time zone as you. We're based in California. So we have a time slot available today between 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or 3 and 4.
I have a couple meetings this afternoon, and I'm just a little concerned, but of course I can't really predict as to how long they're going to take. So I guess, is it better to go to the next day?
Okay. So what time on Monday would you like to schedule your onboarding call? The calls begin as early as between 7 and 8 a.m., 8 and 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12, and so on.
I'll go 9, please.
9 a.m.? Elizabeth, did you say 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Perfect. No, I'm here. I can hear you. I'm going ahead and scheduling that now. You'll see this come across your email. It's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English, and this is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. So you will get a text message and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. From local / that's going to say, hey, Elizabeth, client onboarding is coming at this time. If for any reason you were like busy and unable to accept that call, then you have the ability to go ahead and just call or text back in and say, hey, I need to reschedule, and we'll reschedule the onboarding call, okay? So the last thing that I have to do is go ahead and collect the billing information. So for the card you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
First and last.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Let me try it. Okay, the reason why I think let me try it is because it's a Costco Visa, and I just, when I signed up for the Angie's thing, mm-hmm. I declined it. Because it made me, like it said, that's not like one of your normal activities.
Okay, we could give it a shot and see what happens. For sure. No worries.
Okay. All right. 4100.
Mm-hmm.
3901.
Mm-hmm.
2580. 8960.
Okay, so I have 4100. 3901. 2580. 8960. Okay. Expiration month and year?
0326.
3-digit code on the back?
905.
Okay. And the billing address is the South Burchett Drive, 3230?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and try to process now. Give me just a second. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, you said the security code is 905.
Hold on, let me flip it back over. Yep.
Okay, and the expiration is March of 2026.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it told me the CVV failed, meaning the security code on the back. So let me try again.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, it's saying that security code, the 905 doesn't match the card, but let me read you the card number again just to make sure I didn't miss.
Can we change the date and the CVV?
Sure.
I just found the same card number, but I found the updated one. I don't know why I have two.
It's cool.
So the expiration date is 0329.
29, and the security code?
314.
Gotcha. Yeah, once it's been updated to a new date or whatever, it's always going to do that. So my husband has had that in his wallet like that. But
why did they send me a new date?
Well, the strange thing was we both had a card in his name, right? And it was the exact same card number, everything. His had a different expiration date than mine. And if we were using it to purchase in person, we could both use the different card and it was fine. But if we tried to do it online, it only took the one that had the later expiration. It was super weird. Like, you'd think that the one would cancel the other one out, you know?
Okay, weird. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's saying the same thing, though, about the security code.
Yeah, I'm just getting back my phone, so I was trying to look in and see if it sent me one of those messages.
Sure.
That had different. I really missed her call, and she can remember that doing that. Let's just change to the MasterCard, because I know.
You know that one's going to work. And then once you figure that other one out, if you want to switch back, you can. No worries. I'm ready for the new card number when you are.
Yeah, I just like the cash back on the Costco card.
I gotcha.
Okay. 5278-5400-1002-0492.
Expiration month and year?
0427.
Three-digit code on the back?
543.
Okay. All right. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and then we will process payment. Okay, it says I got to wait 5 minutes from the last activity. So let me go ahead and read you this voice verification really quickly. And this is just to verify everything for you so you have a strong understanding of how it's going to work. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business.
Solution.
Please state the name, your name and title within the business.
Elizabeth Zaliski, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right, Elizabeth? And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct? To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive some calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. If you do, you do have the ability to block them, and we'll do our best to get rid of them as well. For example, several of my clients get called by a company named Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you receive these calls and are interested in trying Yelp out, please let me know. We can offer you it at a discounted rate, and we can bundle it in with the services that we're already doing for you, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
As part of the verification process, it's essential that you do send in those required documents so we can get your company up and running in a timely manner. That's going to be the proof of insurance, things like that we already spoke about. We kindly ask that you send these to us within the first 7 days of your client onboarding, and failure to provide them would delay your account, so we don't want that, okay? Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date in the non-refundable discounted amount of $449 for the all-inclusive package. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $449. If you choose to pause or discontinue your agreement for any reason, please do so by contacting myself or client support at the 877 number I'm texting over to you. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and try to process it again. I do believe it's been enough time now. And then we can get you on your way. I do need to set a security question for your account, Elizabeth. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Your mother's maiden.
Which is?
Zenet, V as in Victor, A-N-N-E-G-C.
Okay, one second. Okay, I'm going to need it again.
Sure. Zenet, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Elephant, T as in Tom, T as in Tom.
Oh, perfect. Okay, beautiful. All right, so everything is complete on our end. I'm going to go ahead and send you, you're going to receive a few text messages, and these are just going to be like welcoming you to the local Splash family, stuff like that. I'm going ahead and sending you this one text. This is https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Can you please click on that link? Once you open it up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. It should be the last one that came across, and then it'll be a clickable link. I try to isolate it to make it as easy as possible on you guys.
Hold on, the phone was just making it.
Sure.
You can pull it out.
Yeah, you just click those three different boxes indicating that you agreed to text messages. You are the business owner, and that the monthly payment is reoccurring. And then from there, you can go ahead and turn the phone sideways to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. Perfect. Now, once you do that, it's going to take you to a screen asking for username and password. Your username is going to be the phone number for the business, and then the password is going to be all lowercase, Big Google, all one word, B-I-G-G-O-O-G-L-E, Big Google. Now, this is going to get you into the client dashboard. Please note, during your client onboarding, they're going to review with you how to get into the Local Splash app, and they'll walk you through everything. As of right now, everything is empty in there, so don't be alarmed. We did just get everything set up, okay?
Amy, I need the login stuff
again. Sure. So the login phone number is going to be the phone number for your business, the one we're speaking on.
Okay.
And then the password is going to be Big Google, all lowercase, all one word. And this has been sent over to you via text message as well, okay? I said it's all been sent over to you via text message as well. You're not expected to remember everything. Okay? All right. Well, everything else is completed on my end. Do you have any more questions at the moment?
No.
Okay, perfect. If you do, I did send over a text message with my direct phone number and extension line. You're welcome to connect with me at any time. And we look forward to talking with you on Monday.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for the time. Welcome to Local Splash. Bye.
Later.
Thank you. So who's outside helps me see you guys?
Yeah. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
So, Amy, just to catch you up, we were talking about some of the challenges and difficulties in selling Yelp. And I'm taking note here of, so I guess Andrew spoke with Gina, and I assume you were there, but basically we wanted to get Gina's like top three, what are other agencies doing for success? And Gina explained that first one is they figured out a way we're selling the Yelp ads as the initial package, not as an upgrade, worked better. Second, which we're going to circle back to, using Gina on all Yelp ads.
You have been kicked from this conference.
And the third one.